Harlan's girls soccer team has stepped up as of late to push three straight wins over Kemper Catholic, Tri-Center, and Logan Magnolia. They've returned a multitude of players in this very young Harlan team and are already matching up against some of the top teams in Class 1A. Head coach Jared Boyson has seen his girls step up in these past few games and is looking for his girls to continue with that motivation throughout the rest of the season.
We've had just a lot of returners from last year, especially on offense, that have a lot of experience. They were really young last year, just getting used to playing together again at the beginning. We had a couple tough ones against Panorama and St. Albert, kind of the top teams in our area, it looks like, in 1A this year. We had a couple seniors last year that were really strong leaders for us, and so we had a couple young girls filling in, taking a little bit to get them used to playing together. But they've really stepped up and done a good job of kind of rotating and helping each other out on these last three games, and I think that has helped us a lot.
The offense has continued to mix things up to give teams different looks at the Cyclones. The three top scorers this season for Harlan have been Aubrey Schweisso, Kayla Anderson, and Haley Good, who have all combined for 17 of Harlan's 23 goals this season.
We've kind of tried to mix it up and not be so like one-sided. We're kind of all where we can be predictable, and I think that's something we've been working on at the beginning of this year, of just moving without the ball and being unselfish. And those three, especially up top, Kayla does a great job of getting the ball across. She has a great cross from the outside. Aubrey uses her speed. She had a lot of breakaway goals and then just goals off of those crosses. And then Haley usually plays kind of more defensive mid for us, but she, as a senior, has really stepped up as a leader and has wanted to score. And she's been aggressive on the offensive end as well and been able to score for our offense as well.
You can't have a successful offense without a successful defense. And the Cyclones have been living up to that level of success on the defensive end. For just about every two goals scored for Harlan, a goal is scored by an opponent, which shows you how tough this young defense, led by Lauren Schmidt and Cade Kesters, is. They've been letting go by Grace Albertson, who has 31 saves and has allowed 9 goals for a 77.5 save percentage.
We started off with new girls on defense, with Lauren Schmidt and Kate Kesters were kind of back from last year. They're sophomores this year. They were freshmen last year. And then Lily Schechinger and Ellery Nelson had stepped in. They're both sophomores this year as well, so really young. So it took a little bit to get them playing together, but they have been rotating well. It's not usually like you got to take the ball from the offense all the time. We've been working on trying to just stay in front and not give them as many open looks. And then it really helps having Grace back there in goal. She's really tall and lengthy and gained a lot of experience last year as a sophomore and as a junior this year.
Harlan has a total of 11 underclassmen on a team of 20 total girls. That shows you just how important the younger players on this team are to the success of the Cyclones.
Last year, they were all really young, a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and so they've gained a lot of experience. And then this year, playing well together. That's one thing with soccer, the team sport, and you got to have everybody out there. And I think gaining that experience and buying into the system and being unselfish, a lot of them are bought into what we talked about with the goals at the beginning of the year, and we had great success last year and they wanted to continue that, and I think they've shown that this year so far.
Looking ahead, the Cyclones are taking on Trainer at Trainer High School. This is one of the toughest teams in the region, which is ranked number 15 in Class 1A and sits at 4-1 on the season. They'll then jump into another home game later this week against Missouri Valley on Thursday, April 18th. These are two tough matchups for Harlan this week.
This one's going to be a tough one. They're always a strong team. I know they've played a couple of the teams we've already played, and so it'll be a close matchup. And I know they're pretty well balanced. They don't have just one scorer either. They can score from anywhere. And so we're going to have to be on our toes on defense and not just lock in on one person, but work together like we have been, of rotating and keeping on the ball. And then offensively, got to try to score. Trying to mix it up a little bit, probably play more defensively against the tougher opponent, but try to look to take advantage of our opportunities. And we may not have a lot, but trying to keep the ball on the goal and try to put goals in a close game.
The Cyclones will look ahead as they're currently taking on Trainer tonight, and then following tonight's game, the host Missouri Valley for a 5 p.m. start. I'm Zach Callens reporting.